Pasuk says, by Bilam, said the Hain Am Kalabi Yakum, Ukari is Nasa, Gashi, Shain Oindim Mishnasam, Shachris, Hemis Gabrim, Kalavi, Ukari Lachter is a mitzvah. They wake up like a lion in the lion cub, Lubaj Talis, Lipra Shema, Waniach Tvilin. Yeah, you hear the word of Akiva. They wake up, echat mitzvahs. How does Rashi say it? Lubaish talis, likra shema, waniach tefillin.
To shema before tefillin.
It's shema before tefillin. Must be ben ezmanim. When you're saying shema and they go back to sleep. But what's lubaish talis though? Maybe not ben ezmanim. Anyway. Oh, so everyone asks, "Hi, the Gemara in Bracha says, 'Akar Krishma, b'loy tefillin, harei hu kiilu heyed edus sheker ba'atzmai.' Rabchia Barabba Mechon says, 'Kiilu hikriv oila b'loy mincha, v'zevach b'loy nisacha.'"
Which is worse?
What?
Which is worse, the made it a sheker atzma or the hikriv oila b'loy mincha? Like, what does it mean? How is this anything? How are the two things similar? How is it similar to Krisha that Tefillin?
What?
How are either of these similar to Krisha that Tefillin? I mean, they're both bad, but like, what's the?
No, it's saying that bad. There's two things that belong with each other, and it's doing one without the other.
In the Eid Shekel Atzmo.
What?
How is it like Eid Shekel Atzmo?
Because you're saying that's Basha. Okay, so now the question is, what's Shan Rashi? And Rashi says, the mile of chaytim is a mitzvah, they say Krishna then tefillin. Now it's a big mile of Klal Yisrael that they're made in the sheker. So they bring down Hashem the chayzim of Mulim, and he said, like, the made in the sheker is only when you're not planning on wearing the tefillin afterwards. You're saying Krishna, you're not planning on wearing the tefillin b'chal. But if you're planning on waiting to fill in afterwards, then there's no problem of Eid Sheker.
So you're good on Eid Ezmanim.
What?
So for him, you're good on Eid Ezmanim.
As I say, you know, don't leave now. That's just the first 2 minutes of the share. Let's give the share a chance, and we'll see whether or not that's maskana. Okay. Okay. Now he brings a raya from Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yechanan, who said, "Kilu hikriv zevach b'loy nisachem." And the Gemara Zvachim says, "Oda mevi ezvachav hayayin, v'nisachem mekam asar yamim, v'nisachem mekam asar yamim." Right? So you see the nisachem doesn't have to be brought together with the carbon. So according to Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yechanan, Zichah doesn't mean you have to wear the tefillin together with the krishma, right? It goes together with the silver, as long as it can be later also. So Meilu Adin, Madama, that's Eid Sheker, Zok the Chayzim of Lublin. You know, we don't find another machlokes over here. Sayin Tam and Sayin Nachmina, Legabe, you know, the halachas of it. Everyone seems to be, they're all agreeing on the halachas. So Mela, you bring a raya from Rabbi Yechanan to Mother Eid Sheker. Mela, that would answer Rashi.
So what are they arguing about?
The different reason, different problem. But what is the reason? See, this would have been an afkamina. If that's what you want, this yeah. Should be enough. Say it. And then, all right, we'll see. Zok the Shail Eretz Tzvi, the Koshigavlu Rav, is a Talmud of Avinezer, I think, from that school, Pailasha. It means that in Marsha. Marsha, the Chlusha Goddess, in Abayazar Dabdalu. Yushalmi says, Shema Hashem said, there's a Kriya Shema. Akshiva Rinasi. Akshiva Rinasi, Zemin Shal Tayr. Hazina Tfilasi, Zutvila. But Yisif say Mirma. Hashem Hashem Tzedek, Akshiv Rinasi, Hazina Tulasi, B'lo Yisif say Mirma, Zem B'lo Yisif say Mirma, Zem Musaf. What's he after that? Mufanecha Mishpati Yeitze. That's the Shalmi breaks up this pasuk. Look at Mashah, Chazal tell us, Kol Kar Grishma Tfilin, Kilu Me'e Shekab Atzmai. So Meili says, That's what the Gemara is saying. Harei, and Shachris, right? We say Yom Trua in Davening, right? So Yom Trua, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua, right? Now, but we don't blow the Shofar then. When do we blow Shofar? By Musaf, for Musaf, or by Musaf, right? So Meila, the Meila thing, it's like we made a Sheker. So that's why it says, B'loi Yisif Sei Mirma Zem Musaf. Meaning, by Musaf, there's no Sif Sei Mirma. You're not like lying. By Shachris, you are lying. Why? Because you're being made the Sheker. You're saying you're in Shul, you're not blowing the Sheker. Oh, so Chayra, the question is, so why taka with a masakin? Taka with a masakin they should blow in the morning then. You should have to blow a shakras mainly, so it shouldn't be a shaker. Yeah? Oh, Elamai. That since by Malchus Chayim Shayif is going to blow by Musaf, that's masakin to aid the shaker. It's masakin to aid the shaker. So Mela. That's like the Eretz Tzvi is a riot to the Chayza Mulin from here. Elamai, why talk? Isn't it that's made the Sheker? Teretz is going to blow afterwards. So that's not the Sheker. So Krishna, if you put it out, it's not the Sheker. That's why Be'etzim is not the Sheker. I guess, boy, Sifse Merba, Seikul Saif, you know, by most of you're better when you're not even saying a Sheker Bacha. So, Akapanim, that's the chayza,
a little bit of sheker is also bad.
What?
A little bit of sheker is also bad.
No, but he's saying it's not made in the sheker. Come on, it's not made in the sheker. Okay. Say, top. It's kipshetot. Yeah. Now Rashi and brachas chayza is not like that. Okay, that's why he said don't leave yet. Okay. Rashi, what does Rashi and brachas say? The Gemara over there says Rav Moshe Yodei v'kara Krishma. The onach tefillin, v'tzoli, right? And Gemara has kasha. That Gemara, yeah. Rashi says, why did he put on tefillin before Krishma? Gemara has kasha. Gemara says, shluchu hudavis. Look, Rashi, the shliach was waiting for the shliach who came late. Yeah. And he had he was worried that maybe the Mount Krishma is going to pass. Therefore, he had to say Krishma and not wait for the tefillin. Right? That's the Gemara says. Now, so one second. It says more vur in Rashi, right? When Rashi explains the Gemara, if not, that Rebbe was chayshish. Rav was chayshish. That it's going to pass by his Mount Krishma. He wouldn't have said Krishna, right? We waited for the children, right? Why? According to the Chayza, if he's gonna say it afterward, there's no problem with the Sheker. So why should he wait? Let him say Krishna. When the children comes, we'll put on the children. Rashi says the only reason why he would say Krishna without the children is because the Shliach didn't show up. He's chayshish the mitzvah Krishma. According to the Chayza, and so there was word. According to the Chayza, it's not that there shouldn't be a problem. Rashi Mashma, there is a problem. Even though you're going to put on film later, that's what it says. The problem of the Sheker. Elamai, he was worried that he's going to miss Zman Krishma, and only then, so therefore, no, missing Zman Krishma is worse than not being a day shekel. We'll see later on. And Ben-Mazin, Rishlam Kluger, was asked, that's in the cheshbon of the chayza. The Gemara says, "Kmei the sheker, I will paskin all the maybe karbon hayoyim unesachav till 10 days." Yeah. So you see that what if you can do it afterwards, not a problem. So he says, no. There's a difference between nesachim is different than Krishna. The Sachem is different than Tefillin. Why? So he says, because by Nesachem is Batem, right? You only being Nesachem on a carbon. Right? You understand being Nesachem? Why being Nesachem? Because of the carbon. So Mela, if I bring the carbon today, if in 10 days I bring the Nesachim, say so, the Nicker, it's clear that the Nesachim is there for the carbon. You understand being Nesachim. By sharing my tefillin, that's just supposed to be tefillin all day. Right? I'm going to do it, goof, knock, whatever.
But that says, one second.
So therefore, if you're going to put on tefillin later on, it's not Nicker that it's connected to the Christian Mechal. Right? I'm putting on tefillin. Stop! Nothing with the Krishma. Stop! I'm putting on tefillin now. So Meili says that's the difference between Nesachim. So the whole Chayz is Raya. The Chayz Malbun's Raya from Nesachim to tefillin. Dr. Shlomo Kluger is not a Raya. Yeah, I can't believe it.
No, but the still you said in Krishma the Chiyuv to wear tefillin kol yom, right?
No, so.
So even if you're doing it because you're mitzvah kol yom, what's causing that? From where the Torah is at, it's from Krishma.
No.
So it is connected to Krishma. In Krishma, I said there's a chiyuv to wear a tefillin. Lav davka in Krishma, but that applies all day. And then sometime later in the day, I wear the tefillin. That's doing the mitzvah that you said.
Say it. Okay. Now, the Pichadish also is mavur, not like the chayza. Why? Pichadish brings down a story about himself. That he once went to Mitzrayim on Yom Tov. Yeah, it was died the last night. So, and therefore, that's in Yom Tov Sheni. He's not mechuyav Yom Tov Sheni. So what do you do? He has to put on tefillin. I have to put on tefillin. So what do you do? So he put on tefillin Bitzina, and he said Krishma. Right? Why? Okay, Krishma tefillin made a sheker. So before he went to shul, yeah, he said Krishma tefillin. Yeah? Then he went to shul, in Damit Shemit Esrei, right? And since it's Bitsina, it's a Mela, it's Balachash, it's Bitsina. So you now do something, the Frehesi, it shows you're keeping one day, like Melach you now do, because that's the Frehesi. Melach is always considered the Frehesi, yeah? But putting on tefillin and Bitsina, that you have to do. Oh, so there's I Shemir Esrei, but I the Shemir Esrei of Chol is longer than the Shemir Esrei of Yom Tov. So Chayra, it's Nicker, yeah. So he says that what's what he used to do. So when some people would stand up ready like after Shema. You know, from then on, you know, different people stand up. He like stand up and start Shemin Esrei. It's start Shemin Esrei. It's not Nicker that he's starting Shemin Esrei. The Mela gives him those extra couple of minutes. Yeah. And then, okay, if he down a little long Shemin Esrei, it's not so Nicker that he's keeping one day. I remember when I first started keeping one day, I started keeping one day in America. Someone told me it's very funny. Like when you were there until Sukkot, you kept 2 days. Now you're in America on Pesach, keeping one day. But anyway, so I remember. So I mentioned to someone. He told me, so that's why you got the long Shemini Esrei. The other Shemini Esrei, I was talking with the Shemini Esrei because somebody said it could be Nicker. Anyway, Okay, Agapat Nevinishvi, hello, what do we see from the Pichadish Zanaga? Pichadish was Makpid, and when he said, when he said, he said Shema before, right? Why? And we want to say Shema with Tefillin. Right? What's the problem? Let him say Shema and Shul with the Birkat Krishma B'tzibur, and I'll put on Tefillin afterwards. I'll put on Tefillin afterwards. Elma, you see that doesn't work. You see that no, if you say Shema without Tefillin, it's Eidah Sheker. Even to put on afterwards. If and only Eidah was, he had to say Shema beforehand with Tefillin, so it should be Eidah Sheker. That's when it was Eidah Shema. Then he went to Shul and said, "Damish Menasrei."
Did he say Shema again at Shul?
It's Mashma not. It's Mashma. He said Shema. He said Shema with the brachas. If it was Milberg's Krishma, what do you mean? If you already said Shema,
how's he not intentionally put himself into that situation? Isn't it like if you're in Shul, even if you already did it, and they start saying Krishma, you have to say?
Let's say what happens. I went ahead. Yeah. They were schlepping, I had no patience for them. I went ahead, I said Shema, I'm waiting afterwards. Yeah? So, you just said Shema, you know what I mean?
They start saying Krishma, and even if you already said Ma'av, then you have to say
Krishma with them.
In the Shul with them, and they start saying Krishma, so you have to say Krishma with them.
Okay, so maybe put his hand over his head, I don't know, Kashi Ma'av. I don't know, I've said Kashi Ma'av what he did for that. But
you have to get the Shul?
He was not in there with them.
Leave for Krishna and come back for Shana Esrei?
I don't know what he did. He doesn't discuss that. You can figure it out. You can figure out all the pshat you want, what the Bichadish did as far as the Krishna is concerned. Mavinishvi, Negele Yaneinu, Le'in Yaneinu, which is Krishna without Tefillin, we see the Chayr not like the Chayzim of Blin. We see that Krishna without Tefillin is a problem, even though you're going to say Tefillin, you're going to put on Tefillin after.
But there wouldn't be a problem because they already put on Tefillin earlier that day, because when they did the first time before going to Shul. So therefore it's not made a Shekhar last, so because even though he's not wearing Tefillin out, earlier through the day he did put on Tefillin.
You missed the whole point, I don't understand. The question was why is he doing this whole thing? Why is he saying Krishna before? Why is he doing it?
Answer my question about what would he do about the next Krishna, he has to say the next Krishna without Tefillin. That wouldn't be a problem because they already put on Tefillin earlier that day.
You never articulate your question.
But that was my question. My question is, what's he going to do? How is he going to say the second Krishna? But he has to say.
No, but he can't say Krishna. It's not like he's a middle of Krishna. It sounds like he said Krishna with the brachas, and then he came went to shul and davened Shemini Esrei. It sounds like it says he went to shul and davened Shemini. It doesn't say he went to shul and davened with Krishna. It sounds like he said with the brachas.
Uh-huh.
It could be he wanted to chaperin Krishna with the brachas, right? There's a problem to say Krishna before. Supposed to say it with the brachas. You know, according to the pre-Yitzchak, which was not like that, but according to pre-Yitzchak, yeah, it's adif tefillah b'tzibur to say Krishna with the brachas. And therefore, if the minion is going to miss his man Krishna, so the Mishmur talks about he's supposed to say Krishna when you say by Erl Mi'ayodim Rishmayim, haha, when you're saying that, when you say Shema, you should say with three parashas because to be Yaitzah. So, but it's not saying, you don't say it with the brachas, right? But the Pritzlik says, and no, it's more important to say Krishna with the brachas than, because when you say with the brachas, you get a problem with the Smith of Tefillah, right? The way Elamai, he says you should Krishna with the brachas bisman, Krishna with the brachas bisman is other than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, Agabanim, Vinishvi, that's the story over here.
Is that why some people doubt that Tefillah B'Tzibur?
No, there's nothing to do with anything. That's not what some people do. That's a Asperger's din in Shulchan Aruch. That's Mitzvah Gula Tefillah by Ma'ariv, since Ma'ariv is a Shus. So therefore, Tefillah B'Tzibur is other than Mitzvah Gula Tefillah by Ma'ariv. And therefore, if you come into Shul and they're starting the Eptel Shemir Esrei,
I'm saying,
what are you doing, man? Sorry.
Like on Friday night, when they're dubbing early, I've heard that there are people that just stop and that. Just learn or something like that
until
it's Tefillah
B'Tzibur,
and say Birkas Krishma
afterwards,
after the
Tzman. The only Damish Menesrei.
Yeah, the only Damish Menesrei.
No, and then they say Birkas Krishma because.
After
no.
Is that because
of. No, they have to do with what?
Because
it's
spread to say Birkas Krishma with.
Yeah, of course. Right, and that's right with what I just said, that by Ma'ariv, since it's Rishus. Rather, by Shabbos also, there's some people that say that there's no Smith's Gula Tefillah.
Why? Why?
What's the makah that this nisgul tefila? What does Rashi Bracha say? Yanuch Hashem b'yayim tzara, right? Yanuch Hashem b'yayim tzara. So then we learn the nisgul tefila. The pasuk before, the pasuk after, I remember now. Yeah. So the Ramah, it's a Ramah, by the way. The Ramah says it's in Kufiyot Aleph that by Shabbos no nisgul tefila. Even Shabbos day, you understand, right? Because it's not a Yom Tzara. It's Mokas with Gula Tefila, it's from the Pasuk Yachar Hashem Yom Tzara. Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. There's no Chiyas with Gula Tefila. And the Kreger over there, we're getting a little bit off topic over here, but Kreger over there says, L'maisa, I believe, that, you know, Mishrub, the Achran that argues that there shouldn't be Yom Havlach Tefila, but what would be if you punk you up the, he said, Baal Yisrael, and you hear Yesh Me'rabah, right? So by Ma'ariv, you would say, right? So I think Rukhari says on Shabbos, even Shabbos day, Rukhari says you would answer Yesh Me'rabah based on the Ramah. But anyway,
so should we go like the Beit Sakhid or Shabbat? Like if we have the Jews,
Mishabur.
So Ma'ariv is telling us the Beit.
Farher Zaken. I'm telling you the Pri Yitzchak that so you shouldn't daven in such a minyan. You should be makbid daven a minyan. They're going to say the Krishna and the brachas bezman. That's why I'm telling you the Pri Yitzchak. He says it's even derech tefillah tzibur. I'm not saying that if the only minyan in town is a 9 o'clock minyan and you have no choice, then you should daven the yichidus. I didn't say that. Okay. Nachzlin and Einu. Krishna with tefillah. Now, okay, I want to skip the next paragraph, the next topic of the Chosim Mechupa. If we have time, we'll go back to it. So, what about reading Krishma without tzitzis? Krishma, we said the Gemara talks about Kara Krishma, the light tefillin. What about Kara Krishma without tzitzis? It's also made. Is it also probably made at the shekel atzma?
No, because only chayav if you have a campus.
Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Ein adam loivish talis bas arba campus. In ein adam, yeah, ein chayav tzitzis. The Taivinochan Leah is called Adam Zar Lilvash Talas Kotten Kalayayim. The Shiyiskar Mitzvahs, the Chol Rega, the Risa Maisa is Chartem. Yeah, and so that's why it's Chomesh Chamisha Ksharim. Why the Chamisha Ksharim? Keneged, Chamish Chamisha Taira, very good. Arba Kenefayim, Shebechol is an intrigue, right? Shebechol Tzad, the Mechaber, yeah? Bechol Tzad, Sheyifne, Yisko. Wherever you turn, you should see its tzitzis. Now Kiva has nice, clean, brand new tzitzis, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So he says, at least says the Mechaber, at least b'shas davening, you should be zayir to have tzitzis. And Mishabur brings down the zayir kaddish that says Hakar Krishma b'lay tzitzis made a shekem atzmai shaykar pashat tzitzis any mekayim hamikra. Now, over here, it's very interesting because we'll see. The question is, when the Zohar says Akara Krishma bleed tzitzis, it's also committed in Shekabat Smai. Is that when you're wearing a bag of dollar confidence and you're not wearing tzitzis? Well, that's even when you're not wearing a bag of dollar confidence. This is what I want to talk about now. So I'll read you the Lashon of the Zohar. Lashon of Zohar is because he says, Oyli l'bnei nasha, woes to the people, they don't know to look at what they're doing, what they're going to be punished for. Right? L'shikrub, right? They're going to be lying, b'hai b'yid in b'gu, they've been b'yid in Hashem. Why? The Kayan Krishma, lay tzitzis. V'sadin sadus l'shikra. People say Krishma without tzitzis. And they've been made in the sheker. V'ilein inun b'yidin, the b'gdu. They're being bayger in Hashem. Mishakri the garmayu. They're also lying. Oh, here the Zohar has a line. Ubeged bagdim bagdu levusha b'loy tzitzis ikri beged bagdim. Yeah, a beged without tzitzis is called beged bagdim. It's a play on words over there. It's a beged of people that are rebelling. It's a beged of rebellers, Zohar says. I'm just reading Lashon HaZohar. Okay, that's Lashon HaZohar. Levusha, one second. Levusha, the inan, bayg, the kitzah. Because they're being bayg, they're lying. They made a sheker. Vaila, vaila, nafshayin, the salka, malu karsaya, the kitzah. It goes on and on. Yeah? Doi vishkar, malikin egreinai. It goes on and on. Yeah? Oh. So the question is, so the question is dafka. So actually, Lashon HaZohar is mashma. We'll talk about it more, right? That beged baigdim is a beged doesn't have dal kanfas. Chayra would sound like we're talking about a beged that's chayv dal kanfas, and the beged doesn't have dal kanfas is a beged baigdim. It's a beged that you're rebelling against Hashem with this beged. You're not with dal kanfas. If it doesn't sound like you're talking about a beged that's not supposed to have dal kanfas, then it's not a beged begedim, right? It sounds like you're talking about a guy that's wearing tefillin. He's wearing a beged dal kanfas, and he's not wearing tefillin. He's not wearing tefillin tzitzit. We'll see. But the mishmur mashmak. Let's see on. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, this is a very important halacha. Hashachayach laniach. Sits as a tefillin. So Yochel Haps made a prokim l'nicha. Yivarach aleim. Right? That guy didn't get a tassel tefillin until the middle of Birch's Krishma. Right? Or is actually gay also if a person went to the bathroom in the middle of Birch's Krishma. So, Mechaber says, you can make the bracha in the middle of Birch's Krishma. Bracha of tassels and tefillin. So up to Ramah. Yeshayim lo yivarach aleim ad achra tefillin v'achi nohug l'inyin talis. So there's shita mekatzah lekatzah. Chab shita is that both talis and tefillin you can make it over Brachos Krishma. Rama says there's a shita fakarit that both talis and tefillin you can't make it. You put it on, but you make the bracha afterwards. And he says the minig is lahakol by tefillin and not by talis. You got the bracha. Zok mishabura. What's the reason? What's the reason to mechalik? Because tzitzis. There's no chayvus haguf. You're no chayvus to put on a beged dal kanfas in order to have tzitzis, right? In ein leitalis, he's put them at tzitzis. And you can say kirishma not tzitzis, right? Temela, for you to put on temela, it's not critical for you to put on the talis before kirishma, right? Because not makiv. Mashengim by tefillin, it's a chayvus haguf. And if you're going to say Krishna without tefillin, kemeid edus sheker. So maybe that's why, that's the explanation of the minhag of the Ramah, that tefillin we put on Birch's Krishna, and tzitzis not, because by tefillin is a problem with the chiv and the chayv saguf, and the problem with the sheker. By tzitzis you don't have that problem. Okay? Now, he said, this is all Gabi Lebracha. But Gabi Levisha, that's not such a hefsik, that you're not speaking. So for that, we make and we put on talis even during in Birch's Krishma. Now, so Chayr is a stira in the Mishabura. Haray, earlier on, in Simcha Dalit, Mishabura brought down the Zohar Kaddish. The din of Eid Sheker applies not only by tefillin, even by tzitzis. And here the Mishmur is saying you can't put on tzitzis in Birkus Krishma because there's no problem Eid Sheker and only tefillin is a problem. And there's also a stira in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Same stira. In Simon Ches he writes, called Kibud and Desire. Oh, And he doesn't. So Meili says, you should put on the tefillin that says this right away. And Simma Samachav, again, and Simma Samachav, we're talking about, can you put on talis and tefillin before, in the middle of Birkas Krishna, before Shema? Therefore, he says the same thing which Shabura says. There's not a problem made in the sheker by tzitzis, only by tefillin's made in the sheker, and therefore, you're not going to make a bracha. It's not so critical, and therefore, you can't make a bracha. The chartz is theory. So, in the Sefer, Shvilei Parasha, he wants to answer that maybe the Zoris that we're talking about when you beg the Al-Kanfas without tzitzis. That's what Zoris says, that the Palmeh is Sheker. But in Simon Samachvav, there's a Shiloh, and my Mechuyiv, am I allowed to put on a beged with tzitzis, talis cotton, in the middle of Birkas Krishna to avoid that Eid Sheker? That's not a problem, because if you don't put it on, you're not being made Eid Sheker, because you're not mechuyav to wear tzitzis. It's not Eid Sheker. Recently, it's chartem. Yeah, from wearing a beged without kaftan, I'm going to wear tzitzis. I'm not going to be Eid Sheker. So that would be a very nice chilek between, like we said, the Zoyer's Mashman Taka, that's not, we win a beged. It's beged beigdin. Yeah, beged beigdin we're talking about. It means a beged that bets in the chiv, you're not doing the chiv. Right? A beged does not sit it. You know, if you're wearing a shirt that doesn't have any corners, it's not a beged beigdin. Right? Oh, well, Maisa, and the Miri is also Mashman like that, because the Miri says that he also says like the Zoyer. The Karibai Tzitzis who loivish ksus ha-mukhuyi boy, then it's married as Sheker. Hikil hikrib zebach boy nesachim. It's interesting, the Mir Gada says, he quotes the second thing in the Mar, zebach boy nesachim, not married as Sheker. Karibai Tzitzis, I don't know why he claps the second one. Kashamayis akbanim, what do we see in the Miri?
Because it's not even Sheker, because there's no chiyuv for Tzitzis.
No.
Okay, so it is true, like, if the two things go together, like I'm saying, but there is, you can't say you're
Zevach b'lezvachim you have.
You don't have it, the Sheker.
Zevach b'lezvachim b'lein nesachim that you do have. But Adar, there's no problem with the Sheker. Ah, Zeya, good, Akiva. Because Bali, why is Miri only chapping the second reason? Yeh Menachem. The Miri says, that someone that's wearing a beged al kanfas. No, but he's the man, he's wearing it. He's Mamashe the Sheker. No, he's not going. He's going fair. He's going to beg a Dalai Lama.
No, but you can't show there's a chiyuv to wear it.
It is. Right now, there's a chiyuv. Right now, it's a chiyuv. It's not a mitzkiyumis. Tzitzis is not a mitzkiyumis. Because that's the whole reason by itself. I'm not going to go into that right now. Tzitzis is a mitzkiyumis. If you're wearing a beg a Dalai Lama, it's just much
chiyuv. But you're to go in a beg a Dalai Lama.
That's true. But if you're wearing a beg a Dalai Lama, it's 100% mitzkiyumis. Okay, nice try, but no cigar. Okay, now, Akapanim, but Lashon Mishabura and Lashon Shulchan Aruch Harav is not mash like that. That's a mechilik, a very nice mechilik, it's talking about Maduk and Zohar, but the Mishabura is mashma, and when the Mishabura brings down the Zohar, yeah, he says, yeah, well, the Mechaber said, even though you're not Mechuyiv, you shouldn't wear tzitzis, right? Says the Mishmur, desire. I mean, you're talking about someone that wakes up in the morning, should I put a tzitzis today? Not Mechuyiv, nah. That Mishmur says, desire says, they made a shaker. So the chiluk was a nice chiluk. The chiluk, my Lanias Daiti, it's before desire. Not that I'm a big expert on desire, but this those words, begged, begged him, that you don't have tzitzis, the chayyim sounds like too much beged dal kamas. You don't have tzitzis. So chiluk is a very, very beautiful chiluk, but I don't think that the mishmur and the shulchan aruch harav are both going with that chiluk. And the Miri do have that. Fine. Now, what about? This is a very interesting discussion. What about krishma without tzitzis by night? Yeah.
Why should we enjoy krishma without tzitzis?
What? Oh, we'll get to that. Very good. Excellent point. Well, let's see. What's the case? Case like this. Hooray! We all know Laila loves man sitzes, right? As Noshim Apotah is Laila sitzes. And Kidua, the Machoek is Rambam and the Rosh. What does that mean? According to Rambam, even a Ksuz Yoim, the Laila, is Potter. Ksuz Laila, the Yoim is Chayim. According to Rambam, it's not totally the type of Beged, it's totally day and night. According to the Rosh, a Ksuz Amirchel Laila is Potter in Mayoim. And vice versa, Ksuz Amirchel Yoim is Potter even the Laila.
Yeah, what would it be if it's not Yoichel anything? It's one that wears that people wear either time.
What Beged is that?
Undershirt.
What?
Undershirt.
Oh, you have undershirt sitzes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. What would be through the Rosh? Unisex Beged, you know. Day and night Beged. Well, through the Rosh. I was going to get married to Rambam then. I don't know. You don't know? I guess they didn't have those kind of breath in those days. Usually undershirt doesn't need tzitzis, right? Only shayach, we have undershirt tzitzis. Then you have shayach. Okay? No, not good shayach. Anyway.
The whole beged is to have tzitzis. It's not
really
undershirt.
No.
It's not
tzitzis. Why tzitzis yayim? Why tzitzis yayim? No. Tzitzis yayim is not that the etzem tzitzis tzitzis yayim. Here, batsman, you're wearing as an undershirt, right? Maisi wearing as an undershirt. Undershirt is both the end of life. So anyway, good child. I don't know. Think about that. Anyway, kitzer. Back to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Yeah? Sub-Rav Zahakal. Therefore, you're wearing Ksus Yom Belayla, you don't make a bracha. Right? That's why if someone say, even though this is something that people know it's a nizaron. I mean, it's not really a chiyuv. You can't say you can't really trash animal for this. But Mishmur says chatchila. All right, shbichayish for the rosh. Ksus yom laila is chayiv. All right, that's why chatchila. You need to take a shower. You getting dressed. You really should put on tzitzis chatchila. Without a bracha. Not a bracha. And the Gemara says, you don't make a bracha. Says Ramah, so the only time you make a bracha is a ksus yayin, bin yayin. Alright, the chayish is both shitas. So Ramah, v'achat filas arvis, afish dayin yayin hu, ein lebarach olav. U'belel yam kippur, yis'ativ ba'oid yayin barach olav. Or we wear talis, lel yam kippur. So then you make sure you put it on before shkia. No one's about to make a bracha, otherwise you can't make a bracha. Because this guy in Belayla, if you're the Rosh, you're Potter. Now, look at the Magen Avraham. Let's say you're wearing your talis. I know you're wearing talis all day, holy Jew. And it comes, right? By Meirib, you're still wearing it. So he says, you should take it off before Baruch. Why? Because it looks like Bnei Shem Bach. Why? Because since Lamaisa today, we don't wear talis, only for Kiyum Mitzvah. So Meila, if you're going to wear it by night, so it's like you're showing that Laila is man tzitzis. That's what Bach says. Welcome to Kfeger. Nagas. Ein Magen Avraham, Soif Simon Chav Dalid, Mashahevi B'Shem Hazara Kodesh. Adkan Divrei Reb Kveger. What does the Kveger want? Again, what did the Magen Avraham say? They should take off the tzitzis, take off the talis when? Before Baruch. Because it shouldn't look like you hold that Laila is man tzitzis. Zakir B'Kveger, Ein Magen Avraham, Simon Chav Dalid, Shehevi b'shem Azariah Kadosh. What does the Kegel want? Because what does the Magen Avraham over there say? What does the Magen Avraham over there mean? That means that Yen Azariah Kadosh. That says that what? Is made a sheker by tzitzis. So what is the Kegel's problem? What's Kegel's problem? If you can take off your talis, Right? You win your talis till Baruch Hu. Comes Baruch Hu, you take it off. You're about to say Krishma, you take off your talis. Says Mekfei, according to Zohar Kaddish, Chayra, Adra Abi should keep it on through Ma'irik. So you should be made a sheker.
It's Nay.
I'm telling you, I'm reading the words of Rukveger. I am a Rum Sarif Simch of Dalid, Mashkaz B'Shem Azayr. And I'm explaining to Rukveger, Mechaira, Rukveger is bothered by the Magen Avram. What do you do with the Zayr?
His house is still sealed yet.
Oh, so, Zayr Rukveger. He says, hey, guys, that we wear a talis cotton. He said, maybe it's not a sheker. Right? Most people wear a talis cotton. So, Melas, it's not a problem with the Magen Avraham to take off a talis gadol, because you're wearing a talis cotton. So, you don't have a sheker problem. You'd be made. Well, Chayra, Craig is a Pella. Yeah? Because.
You did Dafka take it off right before it makes it look like a problem. Exactly, like right before I said.
Does that mean, according to the Rosh, right? The Pella, I should go, I mean, according to the Rosh, right? Chuddishtik, yeah, that Ksus Yayim Belaila is Chayiv and Sitzes, right? So therefore, Be'etzem, by saying Krishma Shal Arvis, the problem made in the Sheker if you're not wearing Sitzes, right? Even though Laila is Laila Be'etzem is Laila's Man Sitzes, right? There's a concept of Laila Laila Sitzes, right? So El my punk, Allah is, if you're the Rosh, if you win, Ksus Yayim Belaila, then he's still Chayiv. But normally you don't wear Ksus Yayim Belaila. I mean, the Chilak Betzim in Yayim Belaila, right? Normally Ksus Yayim is worn by day, and Ksus Laila is worn by night, right? So to say that because of Ksus Yayim Belaila is Chayiv, therefore in Krishma Shal Arvis, which is Betzim Krishma of night, this should be Prama Yed Sheker, very Mechodesh.
How did the Rosh get a shita from? If back in the time of the Gemara, they didn't wear clothes at night. There was no such thing as a Ksus Laila. So, like, where did he come up with this idea that this big is like Ksus Yayim Ksus Laila? It used to only be such a thing as a Ksus Yayim.
I don't know. Kveg is also Italian.
There was only such thing as a Ksus Yayim.
No, that's by pillows and blankets. Not Ksus. They just want to put pillows and blankets. Manusha, he needs something, you know. Yeah. The Kveg is also Mitzayin to the Magen Avraham and Siman Lamed, where he writes like this. Yeah? Yeah, we're wearing tefillin at night. Yeah? He said like this. Simcha of Hay. Right? The guy's Maimini. Yeah? And when a guy's wearing tefillin, Kashemagia b'Krishma shal Arvis kimeish mayim al aretz before vayayimer, you should take off the tefillin. Yeah, meaning when when you're having early ma'ariv, right? You guys wearing tefillin all day. Yeah, you're svardi after plaga mincha, you daven's ma'ariv on a regular basis. Yeah, so but he's wearing tefillin still doing because lag kavit tefillin vayayim. So what does he do? When he gets to Vayayimer, he should take off the tefillin. Right? That's the Magen Avraham says. Right? So what does Craig want? He's been saying that over here. Again, on the Magen Avraham that said, yeah, if you're wearing talis, you should take it off before Baruch Hu. It shouldn't look like he's saying that Lyle is man. Tzitzis. On that, Craig is Mitzayin to what the Magen Avraham himself says in Siman Lamed, that what? That if you're wearing tefillin, you daven early, you should take it off by the Yomer. So what does he want? I mean, why take it off by the Yomer? Right? You're keeping it on through Vahaya till the end of Vahaya. Why? Because that's when he mentioned tefillin. Right? What's about the Magen Avraham? Right? But you take it before the Yayimer. But till then, you keep it on. Why? Because you want to make the Sheker. You're saying Shema without tefillin. Right? Yeah? So what does Rukveger want? So you see that even by Ma'ariv, even by Ma'ariv, which is not as man tefillin, but I'm dying Ma'ariv b'yayin, so I don't have the problem of bringing tefillin, still the problem is the sheker. Again, Magaram says, keep on the tefillin until v'yayinger. I mean, through v'hayik, why? Because Shram v'hayik on the tefillin. Right? You want to be made in sheker, so keep on your tefillin. Don't think before Ma'ariv. So again, what do we, so what does Greg go on? You see that even by Ma'ariv, he's being right as you said. It's fascinating, yeah? Even by Ma'ariv, the problem made the sheker. In my mind, the problem made the shaker both by tefillin and tzitzis. Even though that's my is lavim on tzitzis, lavim on krishma. But if you dab me in a knife in, yes.
You're keeping your title.
You're not listening. Spacing out.
The case still is the case.
Literally, he's calling him Magen Avraham. Maybe you have some guy, a lot of interesting people in the world.
Rabbi Kivager I'm talking about.
Rabbi Kivager just sends, he's hounding the Magen Avraham. He sends you to the Magen Avraham and Sim Alamed.
Did he do himself? Did he wear tefillin all day?
I have no idea. There are some guys who wear tefillin, I don't know. Scheinberg not so long ago wore tefillin all day. It's not like, you know, you didn't have Yechidin that wore tefillin. Magen Avraham says, the guy's davening early Ma'ariv. He's wearing tefillin. So you should take it off before the yayin. From Kveger by the Magen Avraham, by taking off the talis before Ma'ariv, Kveger is mitzayin to the Magen Avraham got my tefillin. What does he want with this Magen Avraham? You see that even by Ma'ariv, well, why are you taking it off after Vaya? Because you want to be made in the shekel l'chayah. So you see, even by Ma'ariv, even by tefillas Ma'ariv, it's shayach in the shekel. You know, Lila's on. Mary Betson is Mary is tefillas of Lila, right? And Lila's lav man tefillin. Still, there's a neshekah. If you don't have a knife, and they Betson could wear tefillin. So, maybe he's asking his theory: why by tzitzis is the Magen Avraham make?
How about the neshekah of earlier the day you were wearing tefillin? You're not a neshekah. You said there's a chiyuv towards tefillin, and I did it earlier today.
Right now, I'm saying tefillin. I'm not wearing
tefillin. You're already on the day. I said there's a chiyuv, and I fulfilled my chiyuv.
If the Iker mitzvah of like Krishna's balayla is balayla, there's no Zman Tefillin, how can we do that during Zman Tefillin is the Shaker? If the Iker mitzvah is Chayim without
Tefillin. Iker mitzvah of what?
So
what? But Ma'is is saying, I said, this whole Craig is very Mechodesh thing, but he's being a Raya from Magen Avraham. Because right now you're saying Krishman and Eifin where you could wear tefillin. I said that's why it's a chiddush, but that's not supposed to be for tefillin. Ma'ariv is a tefillah of Laila, but Ma'is is saying it beyond we could wear tefillin. So I'm saying what's a parallel of Fizet should come out. Anyone that has Ma'ariv early should not go wear tefillin. Fizet, right? But Rambam says you should take her off before Vayayimah, right? So why should you put on the tefillah?
People think you
miss Shachar Sandman. Fair enough, the guy puts on my mincha. The guy comes on, my Ma'ariv puts on tefillin. That's a kunz, huh? The guy slept straight through everything, huh? Very good. Okay. The Yaivitz is Nyan Yaima. It says, what happens if someone had a dal canvas, he had tzitzis, a talis, and a corner got ripped off, right? In a way where you can't, you know.
A way where it's not five corners, because then it's still be chayav if it turned into one corner to two.
In a way where it's possible, what does he do? So the question is, can he go buy himself a new pair of tzitzis? But the problem is, in Tishrei Yamim, we don't buy clothes, he has to buy clothes. It's Elamai. So what should he do? So what are his stuff over there? Tzarecha, you know, I'll buy clothes in 9 days. Midach though, if he doesn't, there'll be a problem with the sheker. There's a problem that he not mitzvah tzitzis. And so the yayiv in maskana is, it's like this. If you could borrow a talis by davening, so then, we're not going to have to buy a beggar. But let's say, you can't borrow a talis. So then you'll have to borrow it. Why? Because since Kol Kar Krishma Beloy Tzitzis to no desire, he made a sheker mutab shiasli beged chodosh umkayin the mitzvah. Yeah, he says, but if you have an eitzah, so there they're not giving out to you.
Right. So if you're able to fix it, you should fix it.
Right. Again, as I said, an oifen where you can't fix it, obviously. If you can figure, you can work it out, you can work it out. If you can't work it out, then even though it's also to buy new clothing during the 9 days, well, tzarech mitzvah, there's no eitzah, the eifen is matter. Then he's like this. He says, this is where it gets a little bit schwer. He says, even
how
though...
How do you eat the sheker if you're unable to do it? Is Michal not eat the sheker?
Excellent point. You get mamish, that's the next point. Very good, Akiva. Now, even though, he says, the Gemara B'sachim Kufi Gimel says that someone that Harila Kol Yoyim Bloy Tzitzis, he's Menudim Min HaShemayim. Yeah? Gemara has list there of people that are Menudim Min HaShemayim. That's actually, one of them is someone who's not Mesiv, by Suda with the Tamid Chomim. That's with the whole mocker of not inviting for a bris, because if you don't go, then you might be Menud Min HaShemayim. That's the mocker. We won't get into that right now.
I said
we're not going into that right now at all. We want to stick and focus on Meidei the Sheker, and therefore it says the Yaivitz. Yeah? I want to be Menud Min HaShemayim. So that itself, I could borrow a talis b'shas tefillah. Wonderful. But I don't want to be Menud Min HaShemayim. Why is that a hetter for me? To buy a new baguette. Menud Min HaShemayim? What? Oh! So, like Akiva said before, Menachem says now, yeah, there's over there, you're not going to be Menud Min HaShemayim. Why?
It's also not Yid HaShekher. What's the difference between the sheker and the shemayim?
Chama to nachasvi. What to tell you? Yeah. Oh, so chayra for the same reason. You know it's not printed yet, but it's Hashem soon.
This is making it above.
Huh? Yeah, that's why I've been the shumer. I've been saying is above, so you get another another bekoret, another editing. You're my guinea pigs. Anyway, it's should be in a few weeks. Anyway, so Chayra, just like saying that the Onis Chama Patre, he's not considered Munim Mishmayim. Yeah, not Munim Mishmayim. The Munim Mishmayim is, I have a bag and I don't wear it. Yeah, but I don't have a bag and I'm mine. I can't buy Onis Al Piyah Dibur, because all of a sudden I can't do it. So Mayo, it's not Munim Mishmayim. So Mayo, Chayra, who I did, the Gavay the Sheker. Right, if I'm an oinus, I don't have tzitzis, I don't have tefillin, that's that chayr should be problem in the sheker. Oh.
No, let's see, once the derabbanan, the rights should go over the derabbanan.
So someone wanted a taina, one of my editors wanted a taina, that maybe, at least that not to make the eye look like a fool over here, yeah, you could be mechalik, whether you're doing something, in other words, not wearing tzitzis all day, b'shev al taisa, onos anachmar patre. But to say krishvo, now tzitzis, then you'd be made a sheker. It could be there. It's a little more chav.
It's not something you're choosing to do berushus. It's something which you're chayav to say krishma. It's not like it went out of its way to say krishma without
tzitzis. No, I'll say even more, because the sheker is kumasei. So. I said, just not to make the eyes look before. Then at least if you some chiluk. Otherwise, minei bay is chayes a pella. The guy bay be minut min hashmayim. Then Hashem, Hashem understands. You don't have tzitzit. You're not gonna be chayer from Hashem because you know when tzitzit when you don't have tzitzit. So meil hodin ei shek. Okay, a little bit of a chiluk. Now, the Miri.
Can you say that the Bonner guys in such a situation that's making go out and buy it?
No, what?
Can we just say that this is Durabonim, the buying, but did so and so they weren't geyser in a situation for you.
So why don't we say they weren't geyser in the case where you should be Menud Min HaShemayim?
There's no mitzvah. But, you know, like, that, I guess,
What is no mitzvah? What the mitzvah?
To go around all day wearing it. It's a problem. There's no mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. When you say Kriya Shema, there's a problem of Yiddish Sheker. There's no.
But you see, the Indian bin Minun Mishmayim, Chazal don't want you to be Minun Mishmayim either. Right? It's not a good thing to be Minun Mishmayim, right? So, why say the same thing then? You know, if once you're telling me that Chazal only. Right, only Asr, stop. Right, but if you're doing it for religious purposes, Kavna didn't mean it. So, if without the Teretz of Ayinus, right, if there's a right, without Ayinus, so you're telling me that, say, but you see, Hashem wants you to wear tefillin all day, the tzitzis all day, right? A Jew is supposed to be wearing tzitzis that you see from the Gemara and Pesachim, right?
Not for the Miri.
I'm talking about Miri, I'm talking about. Talk. Now, the Miri says, the Miri says, this is going to be gay to the guy that we mentioned before about it being missing man Krishna. Miri says, Kedarkai, he really like takes the fun out of everything, but he says that the Kalkari Krishna like tefillin, in Asa Zed, derech Pirik O, mitzvah tefillin, like derech Zilzil, then it's made a shaker. It's not stam that you're saying you're not wearing tefillin. It has to be dafka derech Zilzil and prikas O. Yeah? That's what he said. Also, in the same year, he talks about tzitz, as we mentioned before. Now, Zop Levush, he says, he saw Anhaga, that's shtos, yeah? That people, let's say they're on the road, right? And it's hard for them to put on talis and tefillin. It's cold, whatever it is, right? For real, it's a problem. So what do they do? So they don't want to make any sheker. They don't want to say krishma without tefillin, right? So they wait till they get home, or they get to the inn, whatever it is, the next stop. And then, but because of that, they miss man krishma. Because that, he said that there was a ufda. People, there was a chanaga. People, you know, they're worried about the sheker. It's a male and not a krishma. The bush goes crazy. He says, "Chas v'shalom, Chas v'shalom." Says, first of all, it's not mamish a sheker. Yeah, it's just mach the ba'alma, right? Lema can't help but mazid. Sheish le'ainis. He doesn't have tefillin. It was too cold. He can't stop and stop in the road and put a towel on the phone. He's talking about, you know, Easter, whatever, you know, Europe, it's freezing in the middle of winter, and, you know, take off his coat and put it on Donald Fillon. It's too cold. You can't do that, right? You know, it's for real, right? So therefore, so B'chai Gab is the Shaggy, you're right, this, right? And Chas Shom to miss Mount Krishna for that, that's ridiculous. You have Chiv right now to say Krishna. You have Chiv the Raisa to say Krishna. You mean Matam Mitzvah the Raisa because of the Smachtav, the Banna, and the Me'e Shaker, which you're not in anyway. So it's not a problem anyway, right? Now, so it's like this. Zakel Vush. This is an interesting discussion. Says Levush, but let's just a guy said Krishna without tefillin. Gets to the inn, he puts on tefillin. So then he says he should say Krishna, shpon tefillin, and say Krishna again without brachas, right? Loy l'shem chayva, raka kar ba'alma, kar b'tayra. Or he could say a different parasha, or his tefillin, yeah. Now. So the question is, what does it help to say Krishna afterwards? Right? See, when you put on tefillin, you say Krishna. People do that, right? People, when they put on tefillin, even after it's about Krishna or whatever, they'll, and one of Akiva's guys, by Mincha, you know, the guy puts on tefillin by Mincha, right?
Where is my guess?
What?
Where is my guess? I mean,
you brought him in. You brought him into his medrash. It was your, you know. It's your buddies, huh?
Everybody who opens your Shabbos is my fault.
That's right. So they say Krishna, right? Some person told him, yeah, they say Krishna. So now, the question is, what does it help? Right? No, in the case of the bush.
That guy got to know.
One second. No, but they have a problem saying Krishna's time. But,
so then, basically, there's no fear. So why are you doing it?
So a question like this. Again, the verse said, the guy said Krishna Bismana on the road, he comes home and you say Krishna again. Now, what's this? Or a different parasha. So now, so the truth of the matter is, the Divrei Chamudis brings this down. He's talking to me. He says, why should I have to say a parasha or a mizmar? And what's it says, this day said Krishna, you know, okay, that is quiet. Why? It says the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin in the Krishna. So now that you're putting on the mitzvah, you want to say with a parasha. Okay, even that's not mukhah. But why Stam say tefillin? Say, you know, shemalas, what does shemalas have to do with your tefillin? Oh. Elamai. So the Levosh is mashma, they should say the parasha, to be yaitzi de chayvas banachasam. Chayvasai banachasam. What? To be yaitzi the chayvah banachasam. So at one time, maybe, that might be derech Jewish. I mean, the Pasuk says, by the film, it says, Mantia teresem beficha. Right? Mantia teresem beficha.
Alright. Rabbi Shurgen says,
you see that the Iker Tefillin, Mantia, right? So merely he gives a shmuzin about the Chishuz of Tyre, said Tefillin, right? Tefillin is unbelievable. Because I'll talk about, you know, we, the tefillin of the Kosh Baruch was tefillin, we were tefillin, and the tefillin is unbelievable. But all that is Matiyah Tashem Ficha. Yeah, all that is nothing, it pales compared to Tair. Akabanim, Grada, there's a Loch in Shulchan Aruch, which most people, I think, don't know, whatever. But the Shulchan Aruch says when you put on tefillin, you have to mechavin, Matiyah Tashem Ficha. It means that Hashem, what's Tairus Hashem? That Kesh Baruch Hu is the Achdus Hashem and the Chayilus Hashem. That's Kibyoch Hazok, Hazok, Mitzrayim. Mati Tairus Hazok, Kibyoch Hazok, Hazok. So that's what says Shechon Aruch, Yafim Mechav and Mishas. But anyway, that's an aside. Agaponim, Mati Tairus Hazok, Ken Zayin, that's Kratan Ulvosh. The verse says you should say Krishna or a different parasha, because maybe since the whole tefillin is Matiyah Tashem Ficha, it could be there's a psakim of tefillin dafka to say psukim, because the tefillin is the Matiyah Tashem Ficha. I'm not sure if this is Jewish or not. Like upon him, it could be like saying that the Vichmuz is Taman Delvush. What was it saying Shamal? What was it saying psukim? Something that have to do with tefillin. Here it says Matiyah Tashem Ficha. Maybe that's a mahal.
So you should go into